This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhum. I want to congratulate the parents of the young children who won the competition. Actually, all the parents of all the children who participated, not just those who won. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them all, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our children as well. And it also just so happened that the surah that is recited upon us is Surah Luqman. And in the last two rak'ahs, what we've been listening to is this dialogue that takes place between a man and his son. And interestingly, we really don't hear from the son. All we hear is a loving, caring father that is speaking to his son. And as parents, they say that our job is as follows, or one of the definitions of parenting, they say is, our job is to prepare and protect our children in order to survive and thrive in the society that they will live in. And I love this definition, to protect and prepare our children in order to survive and thrive in the society that they will live in. The most important piece in this definition is the society that they will live in. I wouldn't know what to protect them from. I wouldn't know what to prepare them, how to prepare them, or what the definition of surviving and thriving is, unless I become aware of the society that they will live in. And I know that these are not very popular topics, but let me just take the risk of saying, sharing these facts to you, with you. Did you know that in the past few days we've been reading about the stories of the messengers of Allah? Did you know that Prophet Lut alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran in 27 different places, in 15 different surahs? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a particular topic and gets our attention to it and clearly tells us where it is that we stand as far as the Muslim community is concerned. Did you know that the Quran has over 80 references to sex and sexuality? But we really don't say much about this. There is so much richness in that book, but yet we really say very, very little about it. When I ask parents and I say, do you talk to your kids about these topics? And most of the answer I get is, I don't talk to my kids about that. Please remember this. If you're not doing the talking, you're not doing the teaching, somebody else is. And that person is much better equipped than we are. They are more persuasive than we are, and they're starting at an extremely young age, so young that the kids are not even at school when they are being conditioned. Parents tell me that I don't want to talk to my kids about this because I don't want them to lose their innocence. And as I tell parents, brothers and sisters, please remember that there is a difference between innocence and ignorance. We want our kids innocent. We don't want them silly, stupid, or gullible. We want our kids to be innocent. We just don't want them to be exploited or have the propaganda being passed on to them. It is so crucial that we actually pay attention to this topic because the people who are doing the teaching are beyond better equipped than we are. Give you an example. And I ask this to parents, and I promise you, this is going to be a family-friendly topic, so relax in case you're, really relax. I ask parents and I say, when is a good time to start talking about this topic with your kids? Somebody yell out the number. When is a good time to start talking about this? 12. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. 6. The proper time is 6 years old. And he said, come on, man, what am I supposed to tell a six-year-old kid? I don't even know what to tell them. Well, let me tell you what six-year-old kids are being taught outside. And I'm just going to give you an example of a single book and listen to how persuasive the book is. Heather's favorite number is 2. She has 2 hands. She has 2 feet. She has 2 legs. She has 2 eyes. She has 2 ears. She has 2 moms. She has 2 pets. She has 2 siblings. See, right there, the idea of she having 2 moms was just slipped in there. Well, check this another book, Stacy. Who's in the family? All families are different. Some families have grandparents. Some families don't. Some families have pets. Some families don't. Some families have a mom and a dad. Some families have 1 mom, no dads. Some families have dads and no moms. Some families have 2 dads. Some families have 2 moms. It actually, all families are different. It doesn't matter who's in the family as long as all family members love each other. This is how 5- and 6-year-old kids are taught. Very persuasive, very logical, very slick to the mentality of a 5- or 6-year-old, or this makes perfect sense. So we say, our dean tells us that this is a topic that we cannot shy away from this. As we've said before, the Quran is a very brave book read by a lot of cowards. And the fact that you choose to ignore or not to talk about this, it doesn't mean that the other people are waiting. Oh, they are teaching. And like I said, they're teaching very, very persuasively. Let me show you how you talk to a 6-year-old about sex. I'm just going to pretend that you all are 6-year-olds right now. So I'm going to teach you about good touch and bad touch. High five, is that a good touch or a bad touch? That's a good touch. Tap on the shoulder. Is that a good touch or a bad touch? That's a good touch. If I pinch you and it hurts, is that a good touch or a bad touch? Bad touch. If I touch your privates, is that a good touch or a bad touch? Bad touch. Because only mom or dad are allowed to touch you there, or the doctor when either mom or dad are there. Let's review. High five. Is that a good touch or a bad touch? That took about 30 seconds. But what we just did in the 30 seconds is that we taught physical integrity. We taught boundary. We taught protecting yourself. And that is when you start, and that is how simple it can be. And then they grow a little older, then we teach them something else. And then as they grow, we constantly teach them about this topic. And by no means I mean to cover this issue, this whole topic right now. But as you read the Quran, as we listen to the Quran, and you look into the topics that the Quran is not afraid of unearthing or uncovering. Because remember, the Quran is a very brave book that is read by a lot of cowards. By the way, that is us. Good news, inshallah, is as we are working on our summer program, one of the programs that we have is how to talk to your kids about difficult topics. And this just happens to be one of these topics. I must warn you, though. See, in order for us to have any kind of a topic, whether it be a good topic or not a good topic, that is only possible if we have good relationship with our kids. The investment is having good relationships. And once that good relationship is established, then all topics are a possibility. Without that good relationship, it becomes very, very possible. It becomes very difficult. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our kids. May Allah protect our families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.